Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Many years ago, a frequent topic of discussion among my many relatives named Walton was the backstory about one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, a lawyer from Georgia named George Walton. Could we possibly be descendants of such an important figure in American history? Well, I wish I could tell you yes, but at this point we just don't know. I've become a lot more interested in my family history and genealogy over the years since learning about George Walton. Could he be my great-grandfather a few generations removed? An uncle, maybe. A cousin. One of my three brothers is named George Walton. He was named for our paternal grandfather, George Walton, and there are other George Waltons in our family history as well. Searching for the answer has been a hobby of mine for years. I signed up for a genealogy website that helps pore through public records and find links and family connections. I already knew my father's side of the family had roots going back to England. I think it's fair to say that a whole lot of Waltons came over on the boat looking to start again in the New World. If you've been bitten by the genealogy bug, you know the drill. You spit in a test tube, and you send it off to the website's lab. You get a report back that tells you where your ancestors came from and where to start looking further. The early results were encouraging, especially since I already knew where my ancestors came from. Dad's side from England, Mom's from Germany. I watched as the website began building a family tree, first with the three generations or so that I was already familiar with, and then further back with information about a couple earlier generations. The tree was within a generation of the late 1700s, meaning I had to establish just one more link to see if I'm a distant descendant of one of America's founding fathers. Regrettably, I haven't been able to close that gap, and the trail has gone cold at this point. But I am determined to keep looking for new information. Yes or no, I just want to know. Let me tell you what I do know about George Walton, the signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was born in Virginia in either 1749 or 1750. Nobody's quite sure. His parents died when he was an infant, and he was adopted by his uncle. As a young adult, he moved to Savannah, Georgia to study law. He rose to political prominence as a delegate to the Second Continental Congress. Years later, he served as Georgia's governor and a United States senator. His commitment to the revolutionary cause was so strong that he served as a colonel in the war, even suffering a gunshot wound and becoming a prisoner of the British. He was freed in a prisoner exchange in 1779. Let me say that even if it turns out there is no direct family link, I am extremely proud of George Walton. He and the other founding fathers knew the risk they were taking in challenging the King of England. They understood that life would not go well for them if the revolution were to fail. Instead, they stayed the course. Now, I just need to find out if this former governor of Georgia is who I think he is.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.